This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the birthday of America. Happy Independence Day to everybody out there. It is July 4th, and it's 2023. And I am the host of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight. Of course, we are saluting, honoring, and celebrating the birth of America and Independence Day. Now, we're broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations right here to great radio stations along our networks, the GCN Live Radio Network, the USA Radio Network, and their stations that are playing us, as well as the Salem Media Group and their stations scattered in the larger cities across the United States. We were in some major markets out there, and we appreciate that. Salem is a great place to be. So is GCN. So is USA. Now, all of that being said, we're also broadcasting on the Internet, where we've got Maria in Germany and her group listening to us. We've also got our friends in India listening to us over there. And, of course, we're also out there on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And remember, just because it's Independence Day and just because it's a holiday, there's a whole bunch of people that are working to keep us free and safe right now, and they're giving up time away from their families. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch that's doing whatever they're doing, thank you for helping keep America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers. By the way, no mail today, but the long-distance mail haulers are still out there running the road, bringing the mail from point A to B. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and other petroleum products to wherever they need to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And just like I did in hour number one, I'm going to play a version of the national anthem. Now, in my opinion, this is probably the best version I ever heard, done by none other than Whitney Houston. Here we go.
Your eyes and bright stars.
Kyle, do you remember where she sang that?
Where did she sing that? I know it sounds familiar, and I love Whitney Houston, but, yeah, where was the venue?
The Super Bowl in Tampa.
Really? Oh, that's very cool.
The New York Giants, I believe, and the Buffalo Bills, and the Giants won the game barely because Buffalo missed a field goal to win it in the last seconds of the game. But, yeah, that's where it was, and I remember being there. It was just unbelievable. I mean, the whole place erupted. Everybody had little American flags they were given, and they were all waving them.
That's amazing. And Whitney Houston, you know, to say that she was a talent is really an understatement, and we lost her way, way, way too soon.
Yes, indeedy. And that's what happens with the good ones, it seems, unfortunately. But I want to talk a little bit about the Biden blues. We'll call it the Biden blues. The more the economy goes in the tank, the more we hear about Hunter, the more we hear about the money that's been absconded by the Biden family for whatever reason, and I don't believe any of it was legal, the further his numbers drop.
Well, that's really true. I think they're dropping for a combination of reasons, not the least of which of what you just mentioned, but also, of course, Captain, that people find that Joe Biden seems to be faltering. And we don't say that with any joy, but we say that by practical observation. And it's not lost on the American people, Republican or Democrat or independent.
Let me ask you a question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
No, I think just like so many Americans, we'd say, no, of course we're not. We have higher interest rates. We have unbelievably high inflation. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight. The world is literally catching on fire. So, no, we're not better off than we were.
I paid $3.11 for gas yesterday, and I thought it was a bargain when I remember not very long ago paying $1.87 per gallon. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America. America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy, and keep in mind today, folks, it's Tuesday, and normally I would be going to Mission Barbecue for our Have Lunch with the Captain series, but they are closed today because it is Independence Day, and we have instead decided to go to the Village Inn on 4th Street, 9701 4th Street, about two blocks south of Gandy in Northeast St. Pete. Now, it's a nice place. I go there a lot. I have breakfast there, sometimes lunches, and every now and then I'll have a dinner there. But they've got a different menu altogether. They've got a senior menu, number one. They've got a lunch menu and lunch specials, number two. And number three, they've got the soup and the sandwich and a piece of pie for a reasonable price. How about that? And we welcome anybody and everybody to come have lunch with us over there at the Village Inn, 9701 4th Street in St. Pete. And you'll see us there. We're going to have a couple of tables put together like we do over there at Mission Barbecue, only we'll be at the Village Inn this time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, and his company and crew. Some 1,500 strong to work up there in Minnesota. He literally keeps the small town of Minnesota where he's at gainfully employed. And, of course, Mike's been changing the game for several years now, but right now on this Independence Day, he's got a save 80% special on a bunch of stuff. That's right. You can save 80% below the marked price. And all you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Promo code CAPTAIN will save you 80%. On a number of items over at MyPillow.com. You can also call them on the phone if you want at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of this on this Independence Day and see what you can do. You might get something you really needed to have and save 80% in the process. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. There you go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to assume that the U.S. Supreme Court concluded its term with several pivotal rulings last week, delivering some big wins for U.S. conservatives. Meanwhile, the Democrats are having a hissy, already long frustrated with the court's conservative majority. They've expressed outrage at the rulings, calling the court's justices extremists and right-wing ideologues, and pushing for SCOTUS reforms. Well, wonderful. Wonderful. And you got little old AOC out there who doesn't know her butt from a hole in the ground. quoting things that aren't even in the Declaration of Independence and saying things that have no bearing to what's going on. First of all, let me ask you a question. Who has the final say on the law of the land and determines whether or not it's legal, illegal, constitutional, or unconstitutional? Who has the final say?
Well, the Supreme Court, of course.
That's right. What's wrong with the Democrats that they can't seem to get that through their thick skulls?
Well, I think I think they understand it completely, to be honest. I don't think that they're having a hard time realizing what the Supreme Court represents. I think they understand exactly what it represents, and that's why they're having this full court press to delegitimize the court. You had Ro Khanna come out and make a statement saying the Supreme Court's decision to block student debt relief will put many hardworking Americans at risk of default and will be a disaster for our economy. Well, but we don't make the Supreme Court decisions or constitutional decisions based on what you think the political or economic impact might be, because the Constitution has to reign supreme. Otherwise, it's not a constitution at all. And so what they do is they politicize the court. They call for term limits. They call for impeachments. They call for more oversight of what? Of another co-equal branch of government, Captain. This is really, we're getting into the twilight zone here.
You know what all of this might really do?
What's that?
Force some people to get a job, get out and work, and stop living off the public dole.
Well, what'll happen, and one of the arguments about the student debt relief in particular goes like this. Well, a lot of these students, and maybe they're not students anymore, but they've gone out and they've encumbered more debt. They've taken on, more responsibility in terms of debt. So they're not going to be able to pay back these student loans now. Well, unfortunately, they knew that it was a deferment. Maybe, and if you were counting on it to finally be adjudicated by the Supreme Court and it was all okay and Joe Biden can forgive your student debt, well, you needed to wait for the other shoe to drop, and the other shoe just dropped.
Joe Biden can forgive nothing. He does not have the power. As the chief executive in the executive branch, he does not have the power to forgive anything financial. And that is done by the Congress. The House of Representatives of the United States initializes all of the financial proceedings that are out there. And these people that keep getting sold this bill of goods and that believe something, that if all they would do is do a little research, they'd find out that Joe Biden is blowing smoke up all their butts.
Well, of course. Now, the idea of term limits, I think, is going to be brought back in. And that's because, Captain, the Democrats want another bite at the apple, basically. You know, if you have a Democrat president, you're President Clinton or you're President Obama or you're President Biden, well, then you get a chance to appoint Supreme Court justices. But they want to make it such that, they want to make sure that they get extra opportunities to do so because somebody's term might be coming up. That's how dastardly they want to try to manipulate all this stuff, and really that's how terrified they are, Captain, that the American people will elect Republican presidents who will appoint Supreme Court justices that will serve a term for the rest of their life.
Well, I point out again the Declaration of Independence, because all political connection between the British and the state of Great, between the United States, the colonies, the 13 colonies, and Great Britain, there's a provision in here that says, is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have the right to do. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. Now, again, divine providence, that's reference to the Lord again. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Whatever happened, and I know there's an expression called honor amongst thieves, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
But how about honor amongst bums that don't want to go out, that don't want to get out and work? They want to just sit there and keep getting free stuff, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff. And he keeps sitting there going, oh, poor me, I can't find work, I can't do this, I can't do that. If you could only see what I see out there in the street. People that are on disability, get this, on disability, and they walk around and they limp, or they're in a wheelchair, and all of a sudden they'll get up, they'll pick up the wheelchair, throw it in the back of their car or whatever, and climb in a car and away they go. How disabled does that make you?
Well, exactly. But I think you got people, Captain, that have been absolutely devastated by the state of affairs that the Democrat Party elite have been trying to bring about. It's not good to tell people you don't have to do anything. You're just going to collect a check. That doesn't help them. That actually stagnates people. It's an assault upon them.
My point is there's a number of people gaming the system, as in the $200 billion with a B dollars that got bilked from the COVID stuff by people that just went out and filled out papers and said, oh, yeah, I got 14 employees, and they didn't even have a job, or they created a shell company to make it look like they did so they could get $25,000 per client, or per worker, rather, and take that money and do whatever they did with it.
And that's illegal, and as we know, they're starting to make some indictments to people that had actually done this. So, the long arm of the law hopefully is going to find them here.
I'll bet they don't get them all.
Well, I doubt that they would, but again, it actually is representative, though, Captain, that the system has become so big and so bloated and so out of control that it'll be virtually impossible, because now everybody is able to game the big system.
Out of control is the understatement of the year, because they weren't vetting anybody. Nobody was being vetted, come to find out. They were just writing the checks and mailing them.
Exactly. Because why? Because it was an emergency. It was a pandemic. There's all kinds of mistakes that were made. Hopefully they won't be made again.
Yep. And I sat there and I said to myself, no, I'm not going to do this, even though I was qualified and I could do it. Nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And, I'm glad I didn't, because I'm just not that kind of person. Hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more. Jeffy Poo is going to take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Mother Nature is putting on some fireworks of her own ahead of the 4th of July. The National Weather Service issuing hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Forecasters saying thunderstorms are likely across the Mid-Atlantic and Northern Plains today, with hot temperatures and excessive heat warnings across the South and Southwest. The Postal Service is raising the price of a stamp from 63 cents to 66 cents. The Post Office will also increase rates for packages and marketing mail. The changes are set to begin Sunday. Over $500 million is on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. Lottery officials say the jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $522 million. As for Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot, that's worth $400 million. Tim Berg, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart
and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They help me, and I firmly believe, and so does my principal or my primary care physician, believe that because of what they found, they probably saved my life, because even though they didn't get to it fast enough, because I had to use several doctors to run my gamut, if you will, to find out what my problem was that I was having, they did what they did, and it helped me, and the rest is history. But they can help you, too. If you're going nowhere and you got problems and you got maybe ankles that are swollen up, legs that are swollen up, and you're having problems breathing and this, that, and the other because of all the weight that you're pushing, which isn't really weight, it's fluid. It's fluid that's built up in your body. They can help you, and they can show you what they can do, and they will do it because it worked for me. It just might work for you. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Look them up. Look them up. 727-896-4615, and the number 727-896-4615. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've had another mass shooting, this time in Philadelphia. 4 dead, multiple people injured after a man in a ballistic vest opened fire in Philadelphia.
That's terrible. I mean, another one of these kinds of stories, Captain. I don't know how much more the American people can take of that.
Well, it was another gathering, and I see some bicycles laying down, which means there might have been some kids involved in this that I hope not, but when you see bicycles, the first thing I think of is kids.
Yes. Well, we understand that there's a suspect believed to be 40 years old. He didn't seem to have any connection to the victims, this according to Reuters.
Okay.
And evidently, he seemed to be in possession, again, according to these initial reports, having a bulletproof vest and also a police scanner. So to say it was premeditated is probably a good bet, unfortunately.
Sounds like somebody had a little screw loose.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I mean, just because you have a police scanner, there's, for example, I'm an amateur radio operator. And I work with the emergency radio service when your power goes off and you have a storm and you got no phones and this, that, and the other. The lifeline that the police have in the different local areas are the amateur radio operators. So they know where we're at, and our headquarters know where we're at. And they send out messages and whatnot that we pass along to the people in our burbs and our areas that we live in. And that's a different story. So obviously you can monitor the police calls. And in some cases, some of the higher technician amateur radio operators can actually talk to the police. So there you go. But it is what it is. And it's just a troubled world we live in, I guess, right?
Yes, indeed it is. And unfortunately, there are fatalities involved with this. There's three people dead that we know of.
Wow. Now, Bud Light began shutting down production sites following the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Following Bud Light's partnership with the transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, customers boycotted the brand and its beer sales plummeted. The company recently fired two of its marketing executives. Now, factories that work with Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light's parent company, have begun shutting down due to declining sales. Now, we're talking about the bottle and the can companies that manufacture the bottles and the cans for the beer. So now they're shutting down. And there's people calling for the head of the CEO of Bud Light, and I think that's a fair thing to do, as well as the person that's in charge of the marketing to begin with that started all this.
Well, if I recall correctly, I think that person did either leave or take some kind of leave of absence or something to that effect. But definitely, Captain, the collateral damage that's happened now to people whose job was just to create the packaging and the bottles and the cans and so forth, this is a terrible blowback because somebody decided they wanted to do something that was unprecedented, that was out of line completely, I think, with the brand. But not even just that, it was wading into a political arena that I think so many brands and businesses are finding out that's the new third rail of business. You know, we used to talk about Social Security as the third rail of American politics. It always had been. But this may be the new third rail of business. Don't go political.
Now, I heard some people this week accusing Donald Trump of being the problem with the problems that we had in Afghanistan and the pullout, the way we had to do it. I heard that mentioned, but I have in front of me a copy of the review of the State Department that blames the Biden administration for the deadly 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal. The review, which was actually released last Friday, a week ago, says the State Department under both Biden and Trump failed to properly plan the withdrawal of U.S. troops and citizens from Afghanistan. However, it also determined that Joe Biden's State Department made the last, final, and fatal mistakes and responded poorly and made mistakes during the Taliban's subsequent takeover that resulted in contributing to the death of our 13 soldiers.
Well, is it a handoff of a presidency or isn't it? I think that's at the heart of the matter. The Trump administration could have had numerous plans.
They did have a plan. They did have a plan, Kyle. They had a plan a little bit later to get the troops out under a more orderly system and get our people out, too. And Joe Biden trashed it and sped it all up by months.
Well, precisely. Yeah, so the Trump administration could have plans all the live long day, but Joe Biden became the president of the United States. It was now incumbent upon him and his office and his staff and his State Department and his Pentagon to do all those things and make sure that before they implemented some kind of plan, that they were the ones who were confident about it. So trying to blame the Trump administration, I think, is completely disingenuous. And you're right, by speeding it up and trying to make it, here we go again, a political thing. Look, I ended the war. I got our people out. It's all done. Come hell or high water. And he did it. And guess what? 13 people died, just as you said, of American citizens, American soldiers.
I got something to say about the governor of Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards. He blocked the Republican bill that was passed about restricting sex change treatments for minors. It had passed the state's House and Senate. He claimed that the legislation interfered with critical health care decisions for a vulnerable group of children. The state's Republican majority legislature has said they are going to vote to override his veto. Now, I don't know what this governor's thinking, but an excuse like that doesn't even pass the muster.
No, it really doesn't, does it? This kind of dividing line, I think, Captain, is going to get only worse as time goes by, and it because it seems to be so grisly, it seems to be so terrible, and yet we're going to see people rallying about it on both sides, but it's hard to understand his excuse, as you said.
Well, obviously. By the way, talked about the popularity of Joe Biden. How about 1 year after the Supreme Court overturned the 73 Roe v. Wade ruling so that each state can now determine its own laws regarding abortion, a vast majority of voters now approved the decision in the latest poll, plus 11 points.
And that's very interesting indeed. Well, yeah, things do change over time, and you give it a little bit of being able to get some perspective. And, of course, the Democrats seized upon it immediately as a total attack and this kind of thing. And they really do bank on the idea of people having some very visceral, almost knee-jerk reactions to things.
Well, it was an attack, okay? But we'll get to that. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up, folks. Going to take another look at what's going on around the countryside. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Helps pay the rent.
It's Brooks and Dunn, Only in America. That's a song about America on this birthday day, Independence Day 2023, the United States of America. By the way, breaking news out of Philadelphia, 5 people dead now in that mass shooting.
Yes, very unfortunate, and again, just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yep, and they got the suspect, apparently. He showed up in body armor, meant to do damage, and did. All right, well, take it away, Kyle. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we continue to see our big heat advisories, excessive heat warnings. This is going to be in southern Arizona from Safford over to Tucson, Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, they're also looking at some very bad air quality as a result of all this heat, but high temperatures up to 116 degrees. Overnight lows might be about 88 degrees right now. So it is very, very hot, and you definitely want to take precautions. Certainly that excessive heat goes on over into California on I-10 as you come on into California over towards Indio, so do be aware of that. A little bit of a cooling trend, that's what we want to emphasize in the high desert, it seems, over the next couple of days or so, but we're going to continue to watch it. Heat advisories continue in southern Oregon, all the way up Interstate 5 from Medford up through Portland. Be careful there. Over in central and western Wyoming, showers and thunderstorms could be in the offing here, producing winds of 45 to 55 miles per hour, so definitely be aware of that. Be careful out there.
All right. Well, the storms and the rain that we had over there in South Dakota has now dropped down into Nebraska along I-80 from about North Platte all the way over towards Lincoln, and it's moving to the east as we speak. And the schmutz, as I like to call it, up there in Wisconsin is still there. Eastern part of Wisconsin, Milwaukee north up to Green Bay, and over towards the state line with Iowa. It's on that weird angle over there. And then again, our friends there in Michigan, up there in Sandusky, Michigan, are in a bit of a fog themselves up there at the morning right now. And over here in Florida and on up into southeastern Georgia, we're going to have some very warm temperatures, as well as the fact that there'll be some rain again, like we had yesterday with some localized flooding, and we had some of that too. A lot of rain in a short period of time, and it flooded the streets in various areas. So that'll be over here again, up and down I-75, I-95 across Alligator Alley, and up and down U.S. 27 to about Brunswick, Georgia, maybe Valdosta, we'll see. And then we've got some more rain predicted tonight in the northeastern corner of South Carolina, on up along about 50 miles in from the coastline of North Carolina all the way up to Virginia. And there's a little bit of fog floating around tonight right up there in Virginia, if you will. And there's also some fog and some rain, it looks like, up in Connecticut and parts of Massachusetts tonight. And that's what we're looking at. So, Kyle, tell us about the Truckers Highway Report and our Flying J connection.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Find out more about them, how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas this summer. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app. Find out about all the great RV and trucker amenities that they have at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. If it's hot, if it's cold, you can pull on in, get something great to drink, get something great to eat, and get back out on your way. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Okay, and we've got Denise Simon, I believe, with us right now. So, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. We've had a terrible incident in Philadelphia. We've had a mass shooting, 5 people dead, several people wounded as well, by a gunman who was wearing a ballistic vest. They do have him in custody, I understand, but he just opened fire in the middle of a group of people again.
Yeah, it was pretty random. He did fire back at the police, but they were able to track him down to an alley where he surrendered, 40 years old. And that's all we know. We're not getting any names yet. So, pretty awful.
Yep.
He had 2 weapons with him.
Yep. Unfortunately, you know, But again, the people are going to go, oh, guns, oh, guns. No, it's the person with the gun, not the guns that are doing this. And there's so many law-abiding people out there. And by the way, it's too bad. Apparently there was no one around with a gun or they would have taken a guy out.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Had I been there, I would have. You would have. Kyle would have. I mean, that's the way we are. You start shooting at us, we're going to shoot back, and thank God I can still hit what I'm aiming at.
Well, you know, what do they say? It's like vigilante justice, but I don't think at this point, you can call it what you want. But,
no.
Yeah.
Nope, not anymore. Okay, Kyle, you got about a minute. You got the question for Denise before we go to the break?
All right. Good morning, Denise, and welcome back. And, you know, Denise, it looks like, again, of course, this terrible tragedy this morning. But what do you think about the idea of trying to put term limits on Supreme Court justices? We're hearing that from AOC and the Democrats.
Well, yeah.
Laughable,
keep...
yeah.
Well, they keep bringing the same things up over and over and over again because they don't like a decision. It's not going to go anywhere. Some still want to pack the court, expand the number of justices. Biden himself says he does not want to do that. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of like the regurgitating the same arguments. But, you know, maybe these lawmakers actually need to have a lesson, go to class on the Constitution.
All right, hold on, guys. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour break coming up. Hour number three will be coming up. And by the way, we have a high heat advisory in my neck of the woods down here, Tampa Bay. Heat indexes will be around 110 degrees between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. tonight. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back on this Independence Day 2023.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.